The legislature's budget committee has recommended shrinking the size of a proposed expansion of higher-speed internet service across Wisconsin. The Republican-controlled panel also wants to block additional money to help a consumer group challenge rate cases brought by state utilities. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports both items considered last night were part of the budget proposal for the State Public Service Commission.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has proposed spending about $75 million over the next 2 years to bring broadband internet service to parts of the state without it. About $50 million would come from Wisconsin funds, the rest from the federal government. Most of the areas without broadband are in central and northern Wisconsin. State Representative Evan Goyke argued in favor of the governor's proposal. Goyke is a Milwaukee Democrat and says his constituents want to help everyone in Wisconsin.
We understand, even though it doesn't apply to us, that our rural neighbors need access to the internet. We understand that as technology evolves and the world changes, if you are not connected to the internet, you're going to get left behind.
But Republican Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam told Goyke he and other Milwaukee residents would also benefit from better internet service up north.
I mean, it sounds like they never left Milwaukee. And I know that's not true because you told us a couple weeks ago about a wonderful trip that you and your wife had around the state. And I'm assuming that at some point on that wonderful trip, you accessed your phone, tried to use technology, broadband, things like that.
The governor's proposal failed on a party-line vote, with Republicans voting against it. Instead, the committee voted 12-4 to transfer about $44 million in federal dollars to the broadband grants program, only about 60% of what Evers wanted. Also under the Public Service Commission budget, the governor had wanted about a $200,000 increase in grants for nonprofits like the Citizens Utility Board to intervene in utility rate cases. Democratic Representative Chris Taylor of Madison says groups like CUB help consumers take on well-prepared power companies.
Maybe some of you have it in your heart to actually stand up for the ratepayers.
But the GOP, without comment, blocked the additional funds. The group Clean Wisconsin later criticized the Joint Finance Committee for refusing to use about $10 million from a national air pollution settlement against Volkswagen to fund more electric vehicle charging stations in Wisconsin. A separate Republican bill, not completely supported by renewable energy groups, would also use settlement funds for charging stations. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.